Let's talk to Mike on the field at AirVenture 2011 with Gary Sinise, who's brought the Lieutenant Dan band one more time to AirVenture. You must like it here.
I do. It's a lot of fun. It's always very exciting, and the crowds are great, and people have a good time here, and I've had a good time here, and it's always good to be in partnership with the DAV on things, and I've done a lot with them, so I very much enjoy coming.
How many concerts a year does Lieutenant Dan Band play?
Oh, it's anywhere between 30 and 40 somewhere. Occasionally we'll go over 40 and maybe do 45 or something like that. But it's all pretty much based on how much I can do, because I have another job that I work on with the television show. So most of our shows are on the weekends, however many weekends in a row I can take traveling and everything. We just try to cram as much in as we can.
Connect the dots between your background, your family background in the military, your work on Forrest Gump, and the creation of the Lieutenant Dan Band, because that's a string that connects, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, there are different things that have kind of propelled me in different directions with regards to military support and all that, but I think firstly is that on my side of the family, there's veterans, there's World War II veterans, and my dad was in the Navy, and my grandfather was in the Army in World War I. And then on my wife's side, we have Vietnam veterans. Her two brothers served, and her sister was in the Army, and her sister married a Vietnam veteran who was in the Army for 24 years. So there's kind of veterans around me. And then I actually played a disabled veteran in a movie, and got involved with the Disabled American Veterans in the mid 90s, and was involved with Vietnam veterans groups, disabled veterans. Then September 11th happened, and I just had this need, this real urgency to get out there and support our active duty folks. And I started, and then I started more, and then I started more, and now it's just a part of my life, a very active part of my life.
When you do these appearances, do you get a chance to do meet and greets with veterans specifically? I mean, does your time allow you to do that?
Oh, sure, yeah. I'll go quite often when we play on bases. I'll go to different bases. I'll spend the day going around the base and meeting a lot of different people and, shaking hands, taking pictures and that kind of thing. And then the concert, there's usually a meet and greet afterwards, and then there'll be thousands of troops out there and families and kids and everything. I try to give them as much as I've got, every time I go out.
So, how's the musician side of you? How did that part of who you are sort of emerge through and into the band?
It's really fun to be able to go and do something with music that actually makes a difference in somebody's life. We don't generally do not play a lot of public concerts, big public concerts like this one, because so many of our concerts are on bases or for private military events or fundraisers or something like that have to do with troop support. And I played as a kid. And, when I was a kid, like a lot of young musicians had this, fantasy that you grow up and be, on stage in front of thousands of people playing music and everything. And then I got very busy with acting, and I didn't play for a long time. And now, then I picked it up again about 10, 12 years ago and started this band and started taking it out for the troops. And now we play for thousands of people, and I'm kind of having a great time doing something that feels like it's helping veterans and military families and that kind of thing. So it's a good feeling to be able to have some fun and do some good at the same time.
Did you didn't fly into Oshkosh today, right? Have you overflown Oshkosh during one of the conventions?
The first year I came, actually, I flew into Chicago, and then somebody picked me up in a plane and brought me right to the field, and flew me over the air. I saw all the thousands of planes, and both years, not this year, but last year when I was here, and the time before that, I got to go out and you know, see the planes and do a lot. I got here a little late today to be able to do some of that. I had some meetings and my sound check and really didn't have much time to go out there. But I've had a chance to get around. It's incredible.
And you're in production with CSI for the next season of CSI already, right?
We just finished last night. I finished my work on our first episode. So they're finishing up that first episode today. And then we start second episode on Monday. I'll go back, start work on that.
So what's the cycle like for the production of the TV series? How many days per episode? And how do you work travel for band for concerts with a band in between all this, all the television production?
Well, today's a Friday, so clearly I got my Friday off today. And I put that request in advance so that they can help me with the schedule. And CSI has been just the perfect thing to have because I'm on a hit television show. I've been on it a long time. I can go to the production. I can say, look, I got to go play for the veterans or play for the troops or do something here on this day. Can you work the schedule around me? And they do. And, you know, I'll be, now that I'm off a hiatus and back on that schedule, I'll be doing that for the rest of the season, traveling on the weekends and shooting during the week, and they'll work to help accommodate that schedule.
You know, there's been news in recent years about how battlefield injuries tend to be more survivable and more grave. Do you see that happening as you've been with veterans' audiences? You see more people who are more gravely injured that perhaps might not have survived those injuries?
Yeah, there's no question about that. I think the battlefield medical system that they have and the people that they have trained out there to save lives they're doing a great job. If you can get that person off the battlefield, you know, pretty quickly and get them to a hospital, there's a good chance he's going to survive. We have, you know, I'm building houses in partnership with a couple of other organizations for three quadruple amputees, guys that have lost both arms and both legs. Years ago, those types of injuries probably wouldn't have been survivable, at least not that regularly. I mean, the fact that we not only had one, but we have three, and several triple amputees, and then, you know, a lot of traumatic brain injury and burn victims, and there are a lot of wounded warriors out there from this war, the last 10 years of war, that might not have survived 30, 40 years ago. So we have more disabled veterans to take care of. And I think it's very, very important that, you know, if our nation is going to send these people off to war, we have to take care of them. If something happens to them, you know, we have to try to take care of them. And you can only rely on the government so much to do that, you know. If you have a guy who lost both his arms and both his legs, you know, he's going to get some disability, surely, but he's going to have some logistical challenges for the rest of his life. So that's where the non-government organizations can fill the gap and come in and try to help. DAV does a good job, and there's a lot of other organizations that have popped up in the last 10 years that are trying to fill those gaps and make sure that these wounded warriors, after they leave the hospital and go into their lives, still have the care and attention that they deserve and they need.
So clearly this is a really deep commitment for you.
Yes, it is. I mean, I think, you know, I on my Gary Sinise Foundation website, we have a great quote by Calvin Coolidge, "The nation which forgets its heroes will itself be forgotten." I live by that every single day. I try not to forget these folks. And I try to encourage other people not to forget them and to remember that they're serving out there and to remember those veterans in your communities across the country. Just take care of them. That's one people ask me all the time. Well, who should I donate to? What should I do? You know, which organization is good to support and all that? Well, there are a lot of good organizations out there that are doing good things. But it can start right in your little town. If you're in a small town in Iowa, Nebraska, Oklahoma, somewhere, you might have a couple of wounded warriors that need care. You might have some Gold Star families that have lost their son or daughter in service that could use some help. You can start right there just by by focusing on the local heroes and the local families that might need some attention. And from there, you know, you can do a lot of good.
Encouraging words from Gary Sinise, who brings the Lieutenant Dan Band back to Air Venture one more time. Gary, thank you for your time today, and thank you for your service and your commitment. With EAA Radio, I'm Stuck Mike.